This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, and spring chicken is a very hip phrase. Anyway, let's bring in the number 4 overall pick in the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. His name is Ahmad Sauce Gardner, and he joins us now on the show. Ahmad, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Congratulations. How you doing?
What's going on, man? It's a blessing to be here. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, but not better than you. So tell me, when they call your name, what do you immediately think?
Man, it's like I didn't know what to think. Like, it's like I was on a roller coaster. When they called my name, when they called my phone, my heart dropped. And, you know, I had a feeling like that's what it was going to be, man. You know, it felt like home since I came here on my 30 visit. You know, and when I seen that phone call, I knew this the place that I wanted to be.
You know, your numbers just, you know, unbelievable. Did not allow a touchdown as the primary defender in your career. That's over 1,000 defensive snaps. So you must have known early on that you were going to make it to the NFL. But when exactly did you believe that you could be a high first-round pick?
I would probably say after the Alabama game. When I got to when my coach started telling me, like, I'm going to be a high draft pick, you know. But since I was young, I always knew that the main goal was to make it to the NFL, you know. But I just didn't think I was getting the recognition I deserved. I feel like I was going against a lot of great receivers, and then I feel like I wouldn't get the recognition. But I actually was. It's just they kept it to themselves. Then when I got to going on the visits, you know, they got to expressing how they really felt about me. Then I knew I was in a great place.
Now, everyone already now knows that you have one of the best nicknames in all of professional sports. And I know this goes all the way back to your days of youth football, but for fans out there who are not familiar, tell the story of the origin of the nickname Sauce.
I was about 6 years old playing Little League football. My Little League coach, Coach Tez, gave me the nickname. He felt it best fit the kind of guy I was. You know, I was always a confident guy who held myself very highly. You know, I had a lot of swagger. You know, I feel like that's exactly the same person I am today. I'm just, the only thing that changed is the age.
And did people call you that throughout school growing up? Like, did Sauce become your name, or is it like a football name?
No, Sauce is always a name. Like, well, the females, they call me my actual name, but okay. You know, growing up, the schools I went to was predominantly football schools. Like, a lot of the people I was friends with and a lot of the males that went to my school was football players. So, you know, they all called me Sauce.
All right, so when the guy before you gets picked that's also a cornerback, does that kick in your competitive juices, and why'd he go before me?
No, I didn't think that. You know, I feel like the Jets, I'm more of a scheme fit. You know, I like to play man. You know, I'm great at zone also. You know, but that's probably where he was best at. You know, play a lot of zone. You know, he was probably more of a scheme fit there than me. But you know, I pray to God, and I just pray that God directed me and where I should be. You know, and I'm here, so I can't question him. You know, I'm happy to be here, more than happy.
You know, Sauce, there's not too many NFL franchises that can say one of their greatest players is a corner. So when you come to the Jets, you know you're going to get compared to Darrelle Revis. Are you prepared for that? Are you cool with that? And what do you know about Darrelle?
I just knew he was a competitor. You know, I was just watching his tape versus Calvin Johnson. He was one of the only cornerbacks that was able to, you know, shut Calvin down. You know, and I'm up for the challenge. You know, those are big shoes to fill, and I'm aware of that. You know, but I'm just willing to come in, put in the work very hard, be the best teammate I can be, and however the chips fall, that's how it's going to be.
I'm sorry, Peter, go.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you talk about greats at the position. Richard Sherman, the great Richard Sherman, said that you were the number one cornerback in the draft. What did it mean to you to get that kind of praise from Richard Sherman?
Man, it was a blessing, man. You know, I always watched him, you know, so it felt really good hearing that, you know. The best knows and God knows, and I also know. So nothing is wrong about that.
Have you talked to Coach Sala other than when, you know, you were drafted? Have you talked to him today at length about, you know, the plans and how they want to use you?
No, we ain't really going in depth about that. You know, I'm just trying to come in and compete. you know, we talked today, but it was just more like me soaking it all up, you know, him getting to meet my family and the coaches and the owner, everybody getting to, you know, make it feel like family, you know, so we weren't really talking about football.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, do you know what number you're going to wear yet? Because I know Jet fans probably want to buy your jersey. Have you picked it yet?
No, I'm not sure yet.
You could be number one, though, right?
Yeah, he could be number one, yeah.
DJ has number one, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I think you know what, Sauce, just hearing you, I think you know what number, but the Jets have told you not to say it yet. I think that's it. Now, you have not allowed a touchdown when you're the main defender in college. Do you think you can continue that streak in the NFL?
I mean, I'm going to just keep doing what I used to do, but I'm going to do it more efficiently. You know, I'm going to keep putting the work in, keep trying to get more and more consistent with my technique, and we'll see what happens.
Did you have a favorite team growing up?
No, I didn't.
Who was the favorite player?
My favorite player was – who was it? I would say Chad Johnson. Mm-hmm. I was about to say Deion Sanders, but that was like my favorite cornerback.
But you're young. Like, you're young for even Ocho Cinco's career. Like, is this from watching them as a really little kid or watching on YouTube?
I would say YouTube. I used to watch his how he trash talk and his workouts, and he'd be saying stuff like, I'm working with you, knowing. Like, that's what I used to be telling other people. You know, I used to just be playing around. You know, and I used to play receiver, so he, the guy, was looking at all the little things he was doing, the releases he had, and I was applying them to my game. You know, but unfortunately, I'm not a receiver anymore.
Why the switch? When did you realize, or when did coaches realize your fit was better on defense?
I mean, I came in high school. I was like 5'8", 130, so I wasn't playing. I came in as a receiver. So I was always praying that I hit a growth spurt, and luckily I did. And we were going against Cass Tech, our rival, my junior year, like in the middle of the season. And the corner that we had and the safety, they both ran into each other. The safety was okay, and our corner, he, like, broke his jaw. Then they needed a corner, you know, and I wasn't really working on corner as much because I was still playing receiver. They just threw me in the fire, and, you know, I balled out. You know, we won that game, you know, and then that's when the offers started coming in. So I wasn't always a cornerback.
Any concern about New York, the big bright lights, Broadway, a lot of pressure, a lot of media? Any worry about that, Sauce?
Nah, man. The main goal is football. That's all I worry about is football. You know, if you keep the main goal, then you don't have anything to worry about.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I was born in Detroit.
Okay.
Born and raised in Detroit.
Okay, because I'm just looking at your Wikipedia page. It says you were born in Yonkers, New York, and you grew up in Detroit. So they need to correct that.
Wikipedia is wrong.
I came to New York for the first time when I visited here.
Oh, nice. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We thank you for coming on with us. Hopefully, we the Jet games are on our radio station, so hopefully we'll talk a lot. We appreciate it, and best of luck, Sauce.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That is Sauce Gardner, fourth pick in the first round. Don had him at Yonkers Raceway when he was an infant. He shut that down, just like he shuts down wide receivers.
I've never seen that be incorrect before, so I apologize for that.
Of the things to be incorrect on a Wikipedia page, like they usually try to trick you with something, but randomly someone saying he's from Yonkers is bizarre. Who does that?
I just said born in Yonkers. I mean, so I didn't know. He went to high school in Detroit and grew up in Detroit, so maybe it was just a quick swing by.
Hey, listen, people have changed my Wikipedia page to say that my sister dates Bob Lorenz. You know, people do anything.
See, that's funny. But, like, somebody going in, let's make it seem like he was born in Yonkers. Have him born in Mars. Do something like that.
Yeah,
really
but
freak
the person,
people out.
The person who went into Wikipedia, right, and changed it to Yonkers, now got their moment in the sun because you asked Sauce about being born in Yonkers. So
well, by the way, it currently says, at this second, born Detroit, Michigan.
I just refreshed it, and it went to Detroit, Michigan.
Come on.
Is that crazy? I just refreshed it. That's cool.
Wow.
This is a little.
I've never seen
by the way,
that before.
It could be a drop, though, because it's not often that you, that during an interview, someone says, so you're from Yonkers, and the guest goes, who, me? You don't get that every day.
No, I don't think you ever get it. And I don't think you ever get it back either. I just don't. I don't think you ever get out from under that.
You don't think Don gets up from today?
No, I don't. I don't. Don's now the Yonkers kid. You know us. We make mistakes. We lean into it. So Don's going to be the Yonkers guy.
Well, I figured let me just like peruse just some interesting questions.
Right.
You know, and then I asked him, did he have a favorite team growing up?
No.
Obviously, why would you root for the Lions? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, born in Yonkers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I you know what? I do it again.
So even though you know it was wrong, you would still do it again.
Well, because I couldn't do it again because they updated it. They changed it. But I don't think what I did was malpractice. You go to the internet, you try to find some things out. You would have done the same thing if you saw it.
No, I don't go to Wikipedia. I don't trust it. It's too dangerous.
Well, now I don't.
Yeah.
I don't trust it for silly stuff.
No, this is serious stuff.
Silly information.
Show off or what?
What do you want me to do?
Do you want to take the next show off or this one off? Just tell us.
I'm not taking
we'll
any
do
shows
it
off.
Okay.
No, because if you make me take a show off, I don't come back.
I'm not making. I don't have that power to make you do anything.
Well, I don't know. I don't really even feel bad about it. Oh, you get information. It was wrong. Nobody died. You know, I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's just, it's really not. It's just also funny.
That
no,
fake
it,
kid
but,
that
you know,
was born in
Michael's
Yonkers
trying,
just
Michael,
died.
Michael wants my career to be over.
No, I don't.
And he
I don't
thinks
want
it'd be a humorous anecdote back at the Yankee press box of how a guy he's known for 20 years had his career completely derailed.
No. He derailed his own career by throwing Yonkers in there. You know who was born in Yonkers? Do you know who was born in Yonkers, Peter?
Who's that?
Mike Breen. He was born in Yonkers.
That's right. So was Jadakiss.
Really?
That's right, sure.
Interesting. All right, let's see if we can come back from this. 1-800-919-3776.
Really? Thank you. You're such a piece of, you know.
Peter, what
am I
doing
really
wrong?
Nothing. It's you like to say nothing, Burger. You're going to make it into something. Now I'm going to have to put fires out all day. I'll gladly do it.
Well, now
again, I don't think what I did was wrong. But it came from a conscious effort place.
It came from a good place. I agree. I agree.
Now it says he's from Manhattan.
Right here on Yes in 97 ESPN.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.